On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good things to talk about today. Some are going to be short and sweet, so listen up and don't blink because you might miss it. Yeah, guess what I heard? Okay, this is true. I think Ron talked about it with me. We didn't put it on the show, but we should really talk about this. I mean, I'll bring it up here, but I think Ron and I really have to hash this out. Apparently, Facebook has a new plan that is going to stop revenge porn. Okay, this is a great idea. Such a brilliant move. All you have to do is send them your naked pictures, okay? Because then they'll screen them and look at them and fix the algorithms so that no one can ever post them of you without your permission. Think about this. Will you just think about this for a second? I don't know who thought of this, but I can't even describe what goes through the minds of someone thinking of an idea like this. I'm not sending them naked pictures of myself. You shouldn't do it either. I don't know what this is about. It's a bad idea. It's stupid. And Facebook, I mean, I really thought you had your poop together better than this, but I'm afraid that you just don't. Okay, so we know there's a lot of sexual harassment allegations going around. It started with the Harvey Weinstein thing, you know, last month or whenever that was, end of September. Creepy, creepy guy. So now the stories are coming out with more and more guys this is happening to. And not just straight men harassing women, it's gay men harassing men. So that tells me the problem is men. Men, you know what? They're just creepy suckers. They just are attracted to everybody, okay? And they can't stop themselves, okay? Because they have a penis. I've been over this in the past. And I don't think it's that part, but I think it's in their testicles. They have this hormones. They go nuts, okay? They can't even control themselves unless they, like, pray or something. I don't even know if that helps. But so it's all men. It's gay men. It's straight men. It's just men, as you've noticed. I don't hear women being accused of this stuff at all, even one little case of this. So it's guys. I think we've established that. But one of the latest guys is George Takei, who, as you know, was Sulu on Star Trek. And he's, you know, done other stuff, too. He has a, you know, a huge following on Facebook, millions of people. He's really funny. And in case you didn't know, the man is 80 years old. 80. He is old, okay? He could go at any moment. And it's kind of sad so that this comes out now. But, you know, if you listen to YouTube, there's a whole clip on there from just a month ago, okay? Last month, he was on Howard Stern where, oh my gosh, just check it out if you will. I mean, they brought up these Harvey Weinstein things and George Takei was very upset about it and, you know, condemning it. And then Howard, of course, it being Howard, asks him about his own experiences. And there was a long pause. And then George Takei admitted to doing these things, pretty much. I mean, listen for yourself and you tell me. So now he's vehemently denying it. And I don't think he should. He should just say, listen, I'm an old man. I'm sorry I made a mistake. But it's, listen, Howard Stern, if you sit down with him, you're crazy. I have heard him ask the weirdest questions and he's probing and he makes you feel comfortable. You relax. I don't know if you drink before you go on. I don't even know. Probably not. Maybe because it's the morning, but whatever. He gets people right on the spot. I saw him do it to William Hung and it was embarrassing for William Hung. So he'll do it to anybody. He'll just go these personal questions. He really, but you know, he wants to be provocative and get ratings. So George Takei had to know before he even got there. And I don't even think that was his first appearance, to be honest, on Howard Stern. And Howard Stern has quite the reputation. So you know what's going to happen. So George Takei said he grabbed men to persuade them for sex. It's clear. He says it, whatever. And it's unfortunate that all this is happening now. But you know what? Let's get it all out there. Let's shine a light on all these creepy people. I think it's a good idea. Thank you. Yeah, you knew that was coming, didn't you? Okay, well, of course, Roy Moore. Alabama, you know, there's something funny about Alabama. Everybody down there, they don't want to believe anything women say. They just want to believe if a man says it, and if he's a Republican, all the better. Yeah, well, guess what? Yet another woman came out. A fifth woman is accusing this guy. Now, listen, you know what? You can say, why did these people wait all these years and come out now, right before election, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? One of those stories, the woman, her whole family, everyone knew since the 90s, okay? It wasn't that it was just, she just thought of it now. She's been talking about this. These have been well-established things. He liked teenagers, blah, 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 blah. But he's too stubborn. He's good old boy. He's going to stand his ground. You know what? He's going to do that. So if he gets elected, you know, his base is really like rallying around him. Like, oh, those women, I just don't believe what they're saying. Alabama, you are the backwards South. You are the problem here, okay? Anyway, so more of that will, you know, come to light, I'm sure. But if this guy wins next month, I mean, and then they're not going to stop. It's going to be like the Russia probe for Trump. They're going to keep digging. They're not going to leave it alone. And he might get expelled. And you know what? He would be the first senator expelled in 155 years. Okay? But that's, again, this is progress. Okay? Progress. Can't get away with it, guys. It's all going to come out. Come on. Speak up, women. Don't let them win. I'll have your back. It's okay. Okay, so there is a hoax, a new hoax circulating. Actually, it's not new. Okay, but this is a November hoax. So that's why I'm telling you now. Do not post it or I will shame you. I won't unfriend you if you're on Facebook, but you know what? I will probably make a spectacle of you and your ignorance. There will not be 15 days of darkness starting November 15th, okay? That hoax has been running around for years. Please look it up. Please don't post it. Please don't be a dum-dum. Even if you're just trolling people and you know it's a hoax, no one's going to get that. They're just going to think you're a dum-dum. And no, it doesn't have to do with Venus and Jupiter, okay? No, just no. And I already got one forward or message, email. You know how they send you things in messages now instead of email like they used to? Please keep this going. Please send this picture on. You know what? Don't send it to me. I delete them. And I actually then mute you so you won't keep sending me stuff because I just don't want it. I'm not doing it, okay? I'm not doing ribbons. I'm not putting words on my profile that nobody can guess or hearts or anything. So the latest one I got was perfume. People are smelling it and dying. Be careful. They're getting, you know. So again, I just send the Snopes link to the person who sent it to me, proving it's a hoax. And then they always have the same response. Well, better safe than sorry. You know, you never know. It's worth, you know, just spreading the word. No, because you look stupid and like a noob. Welcome to the internet. Don't do this. I'm trying to be gentle with you. It really offends people when I tell them how it is. But you know what? Old ladies in Facebook are just, it's bad math. It doesn't work out, okay? They're just sending stuff that they shouldn't because they don't get it. I'm not saying they need to be hip because I know that's never going to happen. I mean, I'm hip and old, but that's a rare thing. It's not common anyway. Okay, maybe not rare, but not common. Okay, but I'm not sending these crazy forwards in emails like people used to. And I'd always, you know, set them straight and it became very unpopular. Well, now it's happening on Facebook and I'm going to set them straight and whatever. You know what? Why don't you just do yourself a favor and look something up before you blindly Google it? I've almost got fooled myself. Believe it or not, me, I've almost got fooled. But at the last second, I said, wait, just wait. Let's Google this. And it's a total fraud, total fraud. Although they did get me a year ago. Last year, I believe they got me with something. I had to do with the elections. And I was already probably on high alert for election stuff. And it slipped under my radar. But I will never let that happen again. I am so careful. Okay. I don't care if it sounds totally legit. The air we breathe is oxygen. Pass it on. I don't know that. I'm double checking. You get it? You feel me, bruh? Okay.
Narwhals, narwhals swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, 'cause they are so awesome. Narwhals, narwhals swimming in the ocean, pretty big and pretty white, they beat a polar bear in a fight.
Yeah, so the ocean. Did you realize that 95% of the ocean, roughly, remains unexplored? Okay? Unexplored. 95%. So we don't even know what's really going on under there. Maybe it is like The Abyss with an alien movie and there's like a spaceship down there. I mean, I'm not saying there is, but you never know, okay? Because 95%, again, look that up, would you please? Because back in January of 2007, so we're looking at 10 years ago, they found a weird like shark snake. It's has 300 teeth. Okay, and like 25 rows, and it's like 5 feet long. So, I mean, this was just published November 12th, but it said that there was something about 2007. So, I mean, it's happening all the time. There's weird things happening. That's like a weird shark thing, and it was alive. So, who knows what's under there? I mean, if you want to go swimming in the ocean, I mean, that's totally up to you and everything. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but you know, and I will, because I've been doing it for a long time. But as far as like going out really far, like say you had a big yacht and you're like just out in the middle of the ocean, you decided to go swimming. I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. I mean, you gotta Google what's in the water, please. Just hurry up and do that. And never do go swimming in Australia because there's like sharks. They just eat people like every single day or something, and that's bad. But I'm not saying you don't have to go to Australia, but I'd be very careful about the ocean. And if you're not even in the ocean, there's like weird spiders that are called funnel web spiders that will mess you up, man. So I'm not saying you shouldn't go to Australia, but just like don't go in the ocean and probably don't leave your house. Okay, thanks.
I get a high.
Yeah, so did you hear about the new blood pressure guidelines? Okay, well, it used to be 140 was the high number, 140 over 90. Well, you know what? Now it's 130 over 80. So that number is down to 130. It's the new high, okay? That's the first update of these guidelines in 14 years. Okay, that scares me a little. Now I have to go get it rechecked. I mean, I'm on blood pressure meds, just a low dose, and they do check me periodically. But do they know? I mean, do they read the internet and find out about this, that that's the new number? I mean, they must, right? They're doctors and nurses. They must go to like special update classes, like seminars, right? Because, yeah, that concerns me a little. And that should concern you, I think. So talk to your doctor. I'm just trying to help you out here, dude. This is what I do, okay? And I add music to make it, you know, palatable. Okay. Yeah, I used to watch that show like every Saturday morning. I watched everything though, so, you know, whatever. But I bring that up because, okay, there's a new, I don't want to say freak show because that's mean, but I mean, there's a baby that's 10 months old, okay? And he weighs as much as a 9-year-old. He weighs 62 pounds. Okay, keep that in mind. I weigh like 100 pounds. 62 pounds? I might be able to even survive on that. Probably not, but maybe. Who knows? I'd be very thin. But the point is, this is a 10-month-old child, okay? He has some sort of a syndrome, And a big surprise, they don't live in America, the United States of America. So, isn't it always like in a different country somewhere else that these problems of strange diseases and two-headed humans and things happen? Okay, why is it not happening here? It's because America, as I've said, is the best country in the world, of course, and I mean, whatever, but we have great medical care here. And you don't see these weird abnormalities in America. I mean, sure, there's, obesity and disease and things like that, but this freakish stuff, I just don't ever see it here, unless I'm very wrong. It's always in Bangladesh or Mongolia, or now this is Mexico. Okay, Mexico, very close. But once you get that wall up, then, but still. So I'm always alarmed that because then they have to bring all these children to the United States, of course, to get the expert care because they don't have it over there. I don't know if they have witch doctors or what. I don't even think it's so much England or, Europe maybe, because I think there's advances there and like, Scandinavia, they're very smart, I'm sure. But it's these weird third world countries. And Mexico isn't even really third world, I don't think, because they have like hotels there and stuff. So, yeah, again, just an observation. If you want to look this up, it's a brand new story. This poor little child. I mean, you think your baby's fat, maybe? Well, this is like seriously a problem. At 1 month old, he was wearing, clothes for 1 year olds or even 2 year olds. It's sad, but it's a thing that happens someplace else. Yes, so I saw this video of a coconut crab. Boy, was it scary. You can find it yourself if you dare. It's called Coconut Crab Killing Bird in Brutal Fashion. Well, that's kind of what it showed, but it's only like a minute and a half long. It's not a real long video, and I'm glad because it made me sad. I was very sad because the poor little birdie was like attacked by a crab and just like dying there. And the man didn't even do anything. He just sort of filmed it. It was at night, so it was even scarier. Just the light of the giant crab with this giant bird. So again, remember how I said before, like, don't go to Australia? Well, this was like near the Indian Ocean or something. So again, you're taking your life in your hands to go anywhere. These crabs, apparently, the reach can be exceeds 3 feet, and they weigh about 8 pounds. So they can climb trees. Oh my God. So you're not even safe in a tree. And their claws are as strong as lion's jaws, just about. Yeah. So they even theorized, some have theorized, it says, that the giant crabs have killed Amelia Earhart and took her bones underground. Yeah. Okay. So again, things that come out of the ocean, although this is the special kind of coconut crab, he can't go in the ocean. He can't go in water. He has to stay on land. Oh my God. So, yeah, you're not safe in the water or on land, as it turns out. But it's really sad to watch a crab killing an animal. So I would like go to a restaurant and order a coconut crab cooked, and I'd probably eat that just because of this. What that means. I'm going to talk about The Walking Dead, but not for very long. And I really used to like this show a lot. I mean, the first two seasons were killer. They were so good. Now, ooh, I don't even know how to put it. I still watch it. I'm not as excited as I used to be. Yeah, that's just the way it's going. It's really, I'm losing a lot of interest with it. So, but I will say that if you saw it last week, and I mean, spoiler alert, turn it off if you haven't watched the most recent episode, and I'm going to talk about, which is very, very briefly, was when they killed the tiger. Oh, Sheba. I mean, that I was crying. I was crying a little bit. Because even though it's a CGI thing and it's not really real, the way they handled it, oh, I'm just, stop. How many tigers are there left in the world after a zombie apocalypse? None, thank you. But anyway, I do tend to be more sensitive now for the last year and a half for obvious reasons. when I watch things, I might have not cried before, probably not. And now the smallest things, I look at it differently. I see the world through different eyes. So of course, it's more emotional for me now, a lot of these things that would normally not be. But back to The Walking Dead for a minute. Yeah, it's kind of okay now. I do it more out of habit after all these years. Oh my gosh, it's been 8 years now. This is my 8th year doing this. So I still enjoy Game of Thrones, of course. That's off for now, but that's got one more season left. That I'm very excited every time. That's a really good writing. But anyway, you know, television, I don't know. It's not much happening. There's a new, I don't know how new it is, but it's a Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. I've just started getting into that because anything about dreams I really like. And Philip K. Dick's stuff is always great, Blade Runner and so forth. Yeah, I like that stuff. So that's what I'm watching now. There's nothing. I'm serious. What are you going to do? I'd say read a book. Thank you. It's a special edition of Tori's Pet Peeves. Yeah, we're going to use the lullaby music this week, okay? Yeah, because here's my sleepy peeve. Guess what? I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning last week. I had to work. And by the time 8 o'clock rolled along and I'd been working for 2 hours, I noticed that the sleep had reformed in my eyes. You know why? Because technically my body was still asleep. I guess that's what happened. I don't understand. When you take that sleep out of your eye, and I guess they call it sleep, even though that's, I don't know what the technical term is. I didn't Google it. You can do that. Thank you. They used to call it like the Sandman. He'd come put sand in your eye. Well, whatever it is, it's yucky and gross, and get it out of your eye before you talk to me. Anyway, it came back. That's my point. That's my little peeve, okay? I cleaned my eyes out. But because my body's not used to being awake so early and then staying awake, it's like, okay, you're still asleep. Let's put that sleep back in your eye. Okay, my eyes were open. I was working. I was awake. But my body said, you're not. So the sleep came back. Had to scoop it out of my eyes 3 hours later. Okay, that's all I wanted to say about that. Okay, thank you. And that will do it for this week of Tori. Hey, I wanted to mention one more thing. Walnuts are good for you. They've done a new study. Ha ha. Listen to me. You know they've been doing studies for years on walnuts. This is just the latest one. They've always known walnuts were great. So listen, if you can only pick one nut to eat, pick walnuts. It's good for your heart. Very good. Read up on the benefits. Please, go eat some walnuts, okay? They're great. I love them. It's my favorite nut even. Peanuts are good too, they're saying. But listen, walnuts, walnuts, walnuts. Yeah, so anyway, I will talk at you next week. Have a good weekend. Peace out.